This is SBS Audio.
Memahami dan bertutur dalam bahasa Inggeris mampu membantu anda dalam kehidupan seharian di Australia. SBS kini melancarkan sebuah podcast bertujuan membantu anda mempelajari dan mempertingkatkan pemahaman anda dalam bahasa Inggeris. Podcast Pelajari Bahasa Inggeris menumpukan perhatian terhadap aktiviti seharian kehidupan di Australia dan menerangkan perbualan serta istilah yang digunakan. Sila layari sbs.com.au/learnenglish melalui app SBS Audio atau dari platform podcast pilihan anda.
Learning English helps me to talk about my hobbies.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continues care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. Hi, Josipa here. I couldn't wait to record this episode because I wanted to share how proud I am of myself. Over the weekend, I painted my bedroom and instead of getting someone else to do it, I did it all by myself. And, you know, although my walls aren't perfect, this DIY project saved me a lot of money. And I do feel so proud every time I look at my new walls. By the way, are you familiar with the abbreviation DIY? It stands for Do It Yourself. So, if you are doing a DIY project, you are taking on tasks on your own, without professional help, to make or fix something. I know that Claire shares my excitement because she has decided to build a birdhouse for parrots. Australia is home to many species of parrots, like the Eastern Rosella or Rainbow Lorikeet. Some of them look like a flying rainbow. And have you seen one of them yet? Oh, I hope so, because they're really lovely. But before you start looking around for parrots, let's check how Claire and Alan are talking about Claire's DIY project.
How about we build a birdhouse from this kit I've just bought, huh?
Claire, I'm not the handiest bloke around.
Come on, we'll tackle it one step at a time and follow the instructions.
You've definitely been bitten by the DIY bug.
Don't worry, I'll do the thinking. All I'm asking from you is a bit of elbow grease. And if we mess it up, we'll just have another shot at it next week.
All right, let's give it a crack. But I'm telling you, I wish I had your can-do attitude.
Building a birdhouse is not easy. So let's hope Alan and Claire can do it. In the meantime, we also have some work to do. Claire first said,
how about we build a birdhouse from this kit I've just bought?
Claire is suggesting that they build a birdhouse using the pieces provided in the kit she has bought. If you buy a kit of something, it has all the pieces that you need to build that thing, together with instructions. Foolproof, right? If something is foolproof, even a fool can do it. Let's continue. Alan said,
I'm not the handiest bloke around.
Bloke is a casual word for a man used in some English-speaking countries, like Australia and the UK. Alan is not the handiest bloke around. That means that he's not much of a handyman. He's not very skilled at fixing things with his hands or DIY projects. Cheer up, Alan. Sounds like Claire is not taking no for an answer.
Come on, we'll tackle it one step at a time and follow the instructions.
We'll tackle it one step at a time. To tackle a task or problem means to start dealing with it. And if you are tackling something one step at a time, it means you are doing it gradually and in stages, rather than all at once. So when someone says, let's tackle it one step at a time and follow the instructions, they're suggesting that we focus on each step as it comes along, making sure to do it right by following the directions provided with the kit they are building. A kit is a package that you buy that contains all the pieces that you need to build something.
You've definitely been bitten by the DIY bug.
When someone says you've definitely been bitten by the DIY bug, they're not talking about a real bug, so you don't need any bug spray and nobody has actually been bitten. This phrase is a playful way to say that someone seems to be really keen on doing projects by themselves. So, if you've been bitten by a DIY bug, you've become very enthusiastic about DIY projects. Personally, I'm not usually fond of bugs, but a DIY bug? That's an exception I'm happy to make. It's one bug I wouldn't mind catching at all. You can catch a bug for many things. Let's say you're someone who goes to gym every day. You could say, I've got the fitness bug. Claire then said,
all I'm asking from you is a bit of elbow grease.
Elbow grease means using your own effort and hard work to get something done. So, for example, if you are doing something by yourself without using a machine and put in a lot of effort into it, we can say that you have used a lot of elbow grease. It's an old and funny way to say that sometimes you just need to work hard with your hands. Now, do you remember if by the end of our dialogue, Claire managed to convince Alan to join her in making her birdhouse? Let's see what he said.
All right, let's give it a crack.
Let's give it a crack means let's try it or let's give it a shot. It's a way of saying that you want to try to do something even if it's challenging. Alan also said,
but I'm telling you, I wish I had your can-do attitude.
If you have a can-do attitude, you are positive and confident about taking on tasks, challenges, or problems. Alan wishes he had Claire's can-do attitude. So he's trying. He wishes he was as positive and willing to try new things as Claire is. And what about you? Do you have a can-do attitude about hearing our dialogue once again? Let's do it. And then we'll go on a little break.
How about we build a birdhouse from this kit I've just bought, huh?
Claire, I'm not the handiest bloke around.
Come on, we'll tackle it one step at a time and follow the instructions.
You've definitely been bitten by the DIY bug.
Don't worry, I'll do the thinking. All I'm asking from you is a bit of elbow grease. And if we mess it up, we'll just have another shot at it next week.
All right, let's give it a crack. But I'm telling you, I wish I had your can-do attitude.
Today's guest is the handiest guy you'll ever meet, Joe Antonios. He's an expert in all things wood, especially the recycled kind. With curly hair, warm eyes, and a welcoming vibe, Joe is here with us today. Thanks for joining us, Joe.
Thank you.
Joe, what's the strangest DIY project you ever done, heard of, or seen someone attempt?
I've seen a lot of people do really amazing things with fence palings. So they might take down a fence from their backyard and use those fence palings to make all kinds of other structures like fish tanks and garden beds and other fences throughout the house or screens that divide one room from another.
That's so creative. I would never think that you could do that.
Yeah, they seem to be quite like an enjoyable, structured way to learn woodwork and to recycle fence palings.
What first got you interested in working with recycled wood?
I'm a carpenter in Sydney, and there's so much wood that goes into skip bins side of the road, and one day I just decided to start taking it out of skip bins and try to reuse it. And I discovered that there is no very few places in Sydney where you can find waste wood. And And at a low price, it's impossible. I found it. So I decided to stock up on this wood and start using it for my own work. Then I discovered that people were coming to me asking for wood for this waste wood. So that developed into waste wood, recycled timber in Marrickville.
Do you have any tips for beginners who want to start DIY project with recycled wood? What is something that we have to be mindful about?
So I think it's really important with recycled timber is to do a draft sketch of what you want to build and then discuss it or try and find the wood first. So at Wastewood, we have whiteboards on the walls where you can bring in your draft and sketch it out on the whiteboard and then make the timber selections. So because with recycled timber, you can't always find maybe exactly the timber sizes and types that you're looking for. So if you have a draft and then use that draft to look at the timber that's available on any particular day or timber that you can find maybe in the back streets or alleyways, you can reuse that wood. Then you can adapt your design to the wood that you find.
Wow, it's a big process, but probably very fun and creative as
it
well.
It is, yeah.
I have one last question for you. If you had to complete a DIY project using only items found in your kitchen,
yes,
what would it be?
It's a great question. I guess I might take a chair and hang an apron over the back of it and use it to hold up my tools.
Oh, you know, practical. Because yeah, yeah. You work with wood even in your kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're very welcome.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to put in some elbow grease?
To put in some elbow grease means to use your own effort and hard work to get something done.
What is a can-do attitude?
A can-do attitude is when you are positive and confident about taking on tasks, challenges, or problems.
Now let's practice our speaking skills by repeating after Alan and Claire.
How about we build something from a kit?
I've definitely been bitten by the DIY bug.
All I'm asking for is a bit of elbow grease.
Let's give it a crack.
Please visit our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish. For learning notes for this episode. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.